Once upon a time, on a mountaintop, three little trees stood dreaming of what they would be when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the golden stars in the night sky and thought, I want to be a treasure chest when I grow up. I want to be covered with silver and gold, and I want to hold precious stones. The second tree looked at the little stream burbling by on its way to the river, on its way to the ocean, and thought, when I grow up, I want to be a sailing ship for kings. I want to be the strongest ship in the whole world. And the third little tree looked down into the valley and saw the town with all the busy people, busy men and busy women and busy children, and thought, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay right here on this mountaintop and grow as tall as I can, so that if ever those busy people look up here and see me, they'll see that I'm pointing toward heaven and they'll think of God. Well, the sun shone and the rain fell and the winds blew and the years passed and the little trees grew up. They got very tall. And one day, three woodcutters came up the mountain. And the first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, this tree is so beautiful. It's perfect. And with a swoosh of his gleaming axe, the first tree fell. And the second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, look at how strong and sturdy this tree is. This tree is perfect. And with a swoosh of his shining axe, the second tree fell. Now the third tree felt its heart shrinking within it, and it stood there trying to be as tall as it possibly could. And the third woodcutter didn't even look. Any tree will do for my purpose, he said. And with a swoosh of his shining axe, the third tree fell. Now the first tree rejoiced to be taken to the shop of a carpenter. Now I'm going to become a treasure chest, it thought. But the carpenter didn't have treasure chest on his mind that day. He was making a feed box for animals. And so that first tree wasn't covered with silver and gold, and it didn't hold jewels. Instead, it was covered with sawdust, and it held hay for hungry animals. And lots of days and nights passed, and the tree almost forgot its dreams. And then one night, when golden starlight was shining in the window of the stable, a young woman placed a newborn baby into the straw in that box. And the tree heard a voice saying, I wish I could make a cradle for him. But the mother squeezed her husband's hand and said, the box is just beautiful. And suddenly the tree knew that it was holding the most precious thing in all the world. Next week, I'll tell you what happened to the second tree. Right now, let's hold hands and say a prayer. Dear God, Jesus is our treasure, too, and he makes our lives beautiful. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve him, and we go in his name. Amen.